Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2473, How to Get Better Sleep by Eric Leah of ericleah.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And I'm going to jump right into today's post, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Get Better Sleep by Eric Leah of ericleah.com. If you've ever endured lack of sleep for more than a couple of nights, you probably realized pretty quickly that sleep is essential for, well, everything. Not only will your performance and gains suffer from lack of sleep, but so will your mental health, emotional resilience, and even your immunity and ability to lose weight. So, what should you do if your sleep is spotty, but you feel like you're doing everything quote-unquote right? Here, I'm diving into little-known strategies you can use to get an epic rest every night. So, let's hit the sack. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Tips for getting better sleep. The tricky thing about sleep is that it's affected by so much more than we realize. Often, we can be eating decently, working out regularly, and have a normal amount of stress in our lives, and still have trouble cashing in on quality sleep. This is because at the end of the day, sleep relies heavily on hormonal balance, as hormones help regulate our circadian rhythms, or sleep cycles. Here are tips that are ultra-focused on optimizing these hormones so you can address the root issue of tossing and turning. 1. Get enough sun. All forms of light have a critical effect on our sleep. Our circadian rhythms, or sleep-wake cycles, are heavily regulated by light exposure. When light enters your eye, a special group of cells in your retina analyzes how much light has entered, then shuttles that information to your brain, which then interprets what time of day it is. Not getting enough natural daylight can cause your body's interpretation of the time of day to become disrupted, which can affect hormones that are released at night to help you sleep, namely melatonin. When you are exposed to only natural light, your circadian rhythm becomes closely synchronized with sunrise and sunset. This results in you feeling tired as it gets darker, which is the ideal, so that you can fall asleep easily at bedtime. By getting enough direct sunlight, you, simply put, prime your pineal gland to recognize darkness and start producing melatonin, which helps you fall asleep and stay asleep. Try getting at least 15 minutes of sunlight during the day, even if it's only in the morning or afternoon light. 2. Limit electronics before bed. As mentioned earlier, all light has an effect on your circadian rhythm, for better or for worse. While sunlight during the day can help improve your sleep, synthetic light during the evening can massively disrupt it. Studies show that the blue light emitted by electronics can disrupt your melatonin production, which can prevent you from falling asleep. Since many of us tend to watch TV or play on our laptops and phones before bed, we can be unconsciously priming ourselves for restless nights. Try putting away your screens at least an hour before bed. In addition, if you need to use electronics at night, you can also invest in blue blockers, which are glasses that help block the blue light spectrum from reaching your eyes. In addition, make sure your room is as dark as possible when you go to sleep. If you can, invest in curtains that block out all street lights and outdoor lighting, and turn off lights from electronics in your room. 3. Drink caffeine before 3 p.m. Believe it or not, caffeine can disrupt your sleep for up to 6 hours after drinking it. This means that if you want to start winding down by 9 p.m., you want to limit your afternoon coffee to before 3 p.m. Keep in mind that certain teas, like green tea, also contain caffeine, so be mindful of which teas you drink at night. 4. Make sure you're getting enough magnesium. It turns out magnesium is important, as in responsible for over 300 enzyme systems throughout your body important. And unfortunately, studies show that up to 75% of the U.S. population does not get the required amount of magnesium per day for optimal health. One reason for this is due to mineral depletion in our soils, combined with not consuming enough magnesium-rich foods. When it comes to sleep, researchers found that magnesium deficiency can significantly disrupt our sleep-wake cycles and has also been shown to improve insomnia and reduce daytime sleepiness. Magnesium is also a potent relaxant for your nervous system and can help reduce anxiety and stress, two other major contributors to sleepless nights. Focus on eating more magnesium-rich foods, such as dark leafy greens like spinach, nuts and seeds, and grains like quinoa. And yes, dark chocolate, which contains at least 75% cacao, is also a good source of magnesium. 5. Stick to a schedule and work out earlier in the day. It might seem obvious by now, but I'll reiterate. Your circadian rhythm loves schedules. Specifically, it loves when you wake up and go to bed at roughly the same time every day. This is because your body easily becomes accustomed to the optimal time to release melatonin, as well as the optimal time to release hormones like cortisol, which wake you up. The more regular your sleep schedule, the more regulated your sleep cycles will become. In addition to waking up and going to bed at roughly the same time, try to work out earlier in your day if possible. When we train, and especially during intense sessions, our body releases stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. Now, this is natural and a good thing in this scenario, as it helps fuel our performance. However, these hormones also promote alertness and wakefulness, which definitely interfere with sleep. And lastly, 6, try sedative herbs. Before you reach for pharmaceuticals to finally get some rest, try out a few herbs that have sedative effects. Chamomile in particular has some awesome research behind it, showing that it significantly helps improve sleep quality through various compounds that relax your nervous system. You can try chamomile tea, or even take it in capsule form like I do. Two other choices that have similar effects are lemon balm and valerian root, both of which can be taken as tea or in capsules. The great thing about these sedative herbs is that they not only help improve your sleep quality so that you sleep throughout the night, but they also help you fall asleep and help reduce stress, so you get a sort of 1-2 punch against sleeplessness. You just listened to the post titled How to Get Better Sleep by Eric Leah of ericleah.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Eric's tips are fantastic, and like I always say, when you hear lists of suggestions like these, please, please, please try not to feel overwhelmed. You may listen to lists of suggestions and think, I don't do any of those things. Does that mean I now have to do every single one of these in order to get better sleep? The answer would be no. Instead, choose just one or two to try. Don't try all of them at once. This is because trying all of them at once can feel really overwhelming. And feeling overwhelmed will make you feel more stressed, which will make you lose more sleep. So starting with one or two of these suggestions will feel a lot more manageable and hopefully help you get better sleep. So the question now is, which one should you start with? Well, that's up to you. So I would say start with the one or two, at most, that sounded most interesting to you. I'm sure that while I was reading Eric's article, one of his suggestions sounded really interesting or has been something you've been meaning to try. Then that's the one you should start with. All right, that'll do it for today's episode. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as always, where your optimal life awaits.